After 6 weeks in Phoenix for spring training, the San Diego Padres assigned 25 players to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Those players arrived on April 1st, and 1 week later, they were playing their home opener at Parkview Field in downtown Fort Wayne. As a lower-level minor league club, the median age of the Tin Caps roster is 21 years old, and many of these players are coming from countries far away from their families. Which is why the Tin Caps, like many other teams in the minor leagues, offer a host family program geared largely toward Latin American players. Mike Nutter is the president of the Tin Caps. He says he wants players from different walks of life to feel welcome in Fort Wayne and give them an even standing.
It's 140 games in 152 days. It's an organized grind, chaos, crazy, but especially for the Latin guys. Those guys are all coming from different culture. They've never been in weather this cold. Some of the English isn't totally there yet.
Nutter says host families try to make Latin American players in Fort Wayne feel right at home, whether it's by providing supplies for bedding or cooking, or making home-cooked meals themselves. He says the host family base has been consistent over the years.
I think Doug and Ava Root have had people every single year.
They've been hosting players for 21 years, to be exact. Doug and Ava Root have always been baseball fans. Doug has been a fan of the New York Yankees his entire life, while Ava loved Johnny Bench and the Reds in the 70s. They take in Spanish-speaking Tin Caps players every year, and have since they were known as the Wizards. They once housed longtime Minnesota Twins second baseman Luis Rivas, and also gave a home to current big leaguers Joaquin Soria and Oliver Perez. For Ava, she says growing up in a Latin American culture helped her understand the importance of being there for these men at such a young age.
They are very close to their mothers, so I kind of wanted to be there to help them. I love taking care of them, and like I say, they're mama's boys mostly. They like being taken care of.
Doug, on the other hand, didn't grow up in a Latin American environment and doesn't speak Spanish. But whenever one of the players shows an interest in American culture, that's when Doug has a chance to connect with the players.
We had Carlos Belen. He, for some reason, wanted to know about the Amish. He took him to Grable, you know, so he could see some Amish people and how they live.
Last year, the Roods housed top Padres prospect Anderson Espinoza, who was intent on learning and mastering the English language. According to Ava, he would read anything from food labels to newspapers, and consult with Doug whether he was pronouncing things correctly. Their ultimate goal is to provide a sense of family for players whose families are far away in a distant country. Doug and Ava want them to feel loved when they move on to the next stage of their careers.
By the time they leave, most of the time, they'll be calling me Mama. I love it when I hear them call. And then they always ask for blessings. So on my part, it's that I want them to leave knowing that there's people that love them for themselves and not just because they're baseball players.
Nutter says it's families like Doug and Ava that are the reason the program succeeds.
They have good intentions. It's not about them. It's not about what they're going to get out of it. Their heart is in the right place, and that's what matters.
It's a labor of love for Doug and Ava, who put much of their own finances into providing for the players. They don't have any players under their roof yet this season, but Ava says that should change at the end of the month. They try to show support for all Tin Caps players, even the ones who aren't staying with them. They understand that the parents of the Latin American players likely won't be able to watch them play in Fort Wayne, so they make it a point to visit Parkview Field regularly.
I think it is important to them that she's there every night, that she can be and stuff, because I think they have a real connection with her, which is good.
If we're late, it's like, where were you? What inning did you get here?
And they sat alongside the first base dugout on opening night, cheering their boys on. For WBOI News, I'm Zach Bernard.